It's a Tuesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Look, did you grab
it? Christian Fourier.
Christian Fourier is a genius.
No. And Glenn Ordway.
Is this Glenn Ordway, the voice of reason?
Thank you.
The Bucks are one win away from a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yes, they're drinking early.
Is Tampa now your team?
I'm just so proud of our, everyone, the whole organization.
Is Tom Brady still your quarterback?
He's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
What is stopping the Patriots from trading for Deshaun Watson? I mean, besides reality.
Deshaun Watson will never play for the Houston Texans again.
Now it's time for OMF.
Target
on EEI.
It is very strange, though. Your football team is not in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
speaking of that, I'm looking at the TV ratings for this past weekend. A 28 share for the Bucks and the Saints. The week before, they played the Washington football team. Like anybody cares about the Washington football team. A 19.6. Certainly tells you that Brady is still the big thing here in this city. And since he's a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that I guess Patriot fans have become Buck fans. Would you be surprised at all? Matter of fact, I'd be surprised if the NFC Championship doesn't get a much higher rating than the AFC Championship. And that shouldn't happen in an AFC market, right?
No, it shouldn't. No, I think we all, I don't know what you thought, actually, I can't remember. I think we all kind of believed that anywhere, there would be two teams you would be watching. There would be, you obviously dedicate time to watch the Patriots, and the second one would be the Tampa Bay Bucks. You would devote time to both teams equally because you cannot resist the curiosity factor and what is he doing? And you could not deny the fact that you were a little bit happy, depending on what side of the fence, whether you're happy or sad that Brady left, that he completely pooped the bed in that first game. And then when you look back on it, that first week, the first week of the NFL football season didn't tell us anything. The Patriots played great, and we're paying Cam Newton $20 million, and it looked like a complete mistake by Tom Brady in his first game with the Bucks.
That's a 1-0.
We found our replacement. You made a bad decision, Tom.
The only thing that might come into play, though, when you talk about ratings, is the fact that they're the early game. You know, the 3 o'clock game. I think, I expect the ratings will be, what were they, 28.5 in Boston? I think if it was a 6:40 start like it was last week, it'd be higher, don't you think? Like
maybe,
3 o'clock midday?
Maybe. Yeah, the later one does get
later
bigger
game will
rating.
Do better.
But if you go around the country, what usually happens is AFC markets, because they're more familiar with the teams, they end up watching more of the AFC championship, and NFC markets do the same with NFC. I think in this market, even with the difference, and you're right, it's skewed to help the later game. I still think this first game is going to do an unbelievable
job. Yeah, I did
too. Christian, you did remember that because that's very good. Because early on in the season, there were people that were willing to give up on Tom Brady. We had people calling up. Fitzy, the diehards were sitting there ready to say, go away.
The answer is yes. I would say that most people in New England, before the Bruins, before the Celtics, before the Red Sox, before the Revolution, before any high school local team that is playing right now, your devotion and your loyalty goes to the Bucks.
Well, the Bruins and Celtics aren't doing 28.
It does. Right, no. My point is, but as far as where your interest is at, normally if it was Atlanta, the football diehards would watch.
Mm-hmm.
We'd sit there and pay attention. I don't know if I'm sitting on a couch glued to the TV like it's a Super Bowl, but most people, I would say 90% of people, like they're sitting there rooting for the Tampa Bay Bucks like it's the New England Patriots.
Christian, I'll give you another one. When the Super Bowl comes up, if Tom Brady is in the Super Bowl, the numbers in Boston will be so much higher. Even if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, it'll be much higher with Tampa Bay in.
Well, I would say this. I don't know about you guys, but I caught myself, I think, multiple times on Sunday. See, my kid had a baseball practice, so I missed the first quarter of the Tampa game, right? I had to kind of rewind it and watch it back the other day. It is, because, you got to coach the kid up.
Yep.
On two or three different occasions, I told myself, I got to get back for the Patriots game. And I caught myself. I'm like, wait, the Patriots aren't playing, but Brady is. Like, I have to come back. I want to hurry up. I'm going to miss the first quarter of the Patriots game. I said it like two or three times. So I don't know about you guys. I know there's a lot of people out there that we hear from that don't want Brady to succeed. To me, the Buccaneers right now are the Patriots to me. Like, I'm watching them like I watch the Patriots games. Like, I'm watching Brady. I'm watching Gronk. I'm watching AB. I feel like they're my team right now. And I don't know if a lot of people feel that way or not. But I felt all weekend long looking forward to what I thought was a Patriot game at 6:40, just like I am this week at 3 o'clock. Because that's just how I feel about it.
Well, I think most
like
people
it's
feel...
Just, to me,
well,
it's like, they're your team now.
Well, I think the ratings bear that out, that most people feel that way. Now, we'll hear from people today who, for some reason, because they think, you know, Brady left them or whatever, are rooting for Brady to fail, right? Or they want the Belichick side to totally win on this thing. They haven't come to the conclusion that maybe both Belichick and Brady were important for the success of this franchise for the last 20 years. They want to make it one or the other, and if they're Belichick people, they're probably rooting for Brady to do poorly. But I think you're right, Lou. I think the ratings bear that out, that people in the Boston metro area really care about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's the team that they've latched onto. But it's not really the Buccaneers. It's not the logo. It's no other player other than it's Brady. I'm not even sure it's Gronkowski. I'm not sure, because Gronk simply is not the same player, and you can see it. For Brady, there are glimpses every once in a while in which you sit there and say, wow, ooh, look at that. And he has not been great, but there are glimpses where you sit there and say, I remember Brady doing that. Boy, I remember Brady doing that.
Well, it's when the telecast is sitting there talking about they're winning the Patriot way. Like, they're winning the way that I don't want to say the Patriot way, because I hate when people say that.
I think it's trademarked. I hate that stupid phrase.
Patriot way. They're winning the Patriots. They're winning the way the Patriots win. That's the way they were doing it.
Well,
like, that's
minute.
What the comment. They're
on.
Winning the way the Patriots
that,
used
that's
to
not
win.
True. It's just
why?
The opposite. Well, Gronk said it the other day. We played it yesterday. He's talking about the difference of being there in Tampa Bay. It's different.
Behind
There's
the scenes.
Freedom down there. It's much different. That's not the Patriot way.
This is crazy. You know, every Super Bowl I went to, we had so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, I'm talking about the perception. And you know what the perception is.
I know, but the perception that was given by the commentators during the Tampa Bay Bucs game against the Saints was that they were winning the same, not as far as personality, but philosophy. Okay, what's going to be our philosophy? It wasn't the Bruce Arians way where, hey, we're chuck it and duck it and, you know, win, booze and lose, whatever.
Ooh,
the hell you used to
system.
Say. The fact is that limit the penalties, take care of the football, play complimentary football. I'm surprised Bruce Arians hasn't even said that yet. I'm surprised he's not morphing into Bill. I mean, he's trying really hard. Like, we play complimentary football.
Wait for the other team to make mistakes.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what exactly New Orleans
it's
did.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure they're going to get those mistakes this week.
Of those differences you're talking about, though, are kind of like behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know, they're behind the scenes.
But that's the Patriot way. That's what, when people
read the Patriots way,
they refer to that, you know, the militant Bill Belichick, you know? And Christian's right. It's not that way. That is the perception, it's not the reality. But I think that's, you know, but Tampa Bay, and we've heard the players say it, we've heard Tom Brady talk about the difference, and it's more than just weather, that there's a difference in the way that those guys feel in playing for Bruce Arians versus Bill Belichick.
Look more at the true definition, I think, of Patriot way, whatever, is putting your team first over individual success. So when you look at this team and you have a guy like Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette, it looks like, you know, there's no issues there. Ronald Jones looked like he ran great the other day. Same thing with Fournette.
Yeah.
You know, then you have Mike Evans, and it's like Chris Godwin. And it's like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to bring in your binky? You know, you're going to bring in your binky, Antonio Brown? You know, I don't know. Does it look like there's any hurt feelings? You know, Scotty Miller doesn't look like there's any hurt feelings. Made a great catch the other day, all excited. Rob Gronkowski comes in, and you got the other two tight ends. Grog's blocking some games. Doesn't even get a target. You know, not really complaining, not getting enough targets. AB's not complaining. So you're seeing a lot of guys buy in and maybe take a step back production-wise because they know there's so much going around.
So I think that's probably the biggest thing that Tom Brady has brought to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because he's been good this year and he's been shaky at times, but that one element that he's brought, that's not Bruce Arians' way. We've thought just the opposite of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers under Bruce Arians. I don't know how much of it was Winston's fault, but Bruce Arians didn't change stuff up. They were making those mistakes. They were playing selfish football. I think that's Tom Brady influence. Maybe that's what Arians is talking about when he's saying, I let him coach. Yeah, you let him coach because he's able to get guys to listen to him on how to do it the right way. You were unable to
This is the stage. So when you start winning and you start, you know, moving on to the next level, there's a sense of just gratitude that permeates the entire locker room. And it's a, no, you're great, man. No, you're great. No, you know, I couldn't do it without you. No, we couldn't do it without you. Everybody has stake in the game.
How do we feel being 2-0 in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah! So, of course, they're all drunk with success. And everybody's awesome. It's like everybody's drunk at somebody's wedding. And like, dude, that drunk guy that puts his arm around you and you can't even stand it because of the stench of his breath. He's like, dude, man, you've always been there for me.
The guy from Boston.
You've always been there for me. You're awesome, man. Like, that is what's going on right now. It's just Shangri-La. Like, love, empathy. Everybody's just getting along, and it's great.
All right, we're going to get into Tampa Bay football today. How about that, huh? I'm not sure Gronk is getting the same love from New England that Tom Brady has. We'll get into that as well. Come on. You need a quarterback here in New England. We'll do some quarterback talk because it's pretty obvious Deshaun Watson is not staying in Houston. All of that and more coming up on today's edition of OMF.
The show that's open weekdays 2 to 6 for Patriots fans. It's OMF on EEI.
You know, it's crazy. They're 9-1. He's still frustrated, too. And it's like, yo, like, you guys are 9-1. That's the one part I don't miss about being there, hands down. I'm not going to lie. I don't miss that. You're frustrated. They're 9-1. They win a game last week versus Philly. We lost them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They should be happy. Instead, you're sitting there Sunday night like, what did I do wrong? Like, no, that's not the feeling that you should have. You should be pumped about the win. Yeah, you might have not put the offensive numbers that you put up, but you won the game. Enjoy it. Go out the next week and build off of it.
That was Gronk when he was doing that Fox gig, and that might have been the only candid thing he ever said.
Yeah.
In all the time he was doing that job, because he really sucked at that job. He was terrible.
We could say he's terrible now that he's playing?
Terrible.
He was horrible. Terrible.
They just brought him in for, like, cameos.
He didn't even have a suit that
Gronk
fit.
Gronk will show up, and he'll tell us, and it was just pathetic.
But he was candid there. That was taking off the dressing and telling you exactly what's going on underneath the layers and layers.
Taking off the dress and taking off the dressing.
Is that what you said? Easy boy. It's a wound that he's trying to deal with.
Before you move on.
Wound analogy, yeah.
Okay, so when you listen to that, you know, I sit there and I look at, like, all the different ways coaches coach. Like, their philosophy on, you know, motivating the team, keeping the team in line, all those things. Like, Bill's way of coaching has been done for 20 years, and it's unbelievably successful. And every coach that leaves tries to take that philosophy with them. Mini Bills all over the place. They all try to do it, and they can't do it because they're not Bill. So the worst thing for Bill and his way of coaching and showing that that's the way to do it is what Bruce Arians is doing. Bruce Arians is doing with two Hall of Famers for the Patriots who hated the way he coached, and they're having success doing it. Would you say a polar opposite, the complete antithesis, to throw a big word out there, as the Patriots? I mean, everything is it's bizarro world. Like, you exit Imagination Land, which is the Patriots version of that. You go down to Tampa and you realize, wow. There's grass is greener on the other side.
There's other ways to play and other ways to win and still be successful, right?
So, yeah, so this hard, you know, approach, this, you know, this taskmaster,
works.
Stay in your lane, don't show any emotion, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's starting to crumble.
Don't blame it on me, Chris.
It's starting to crumble because it's obviously you have the same players, so why doesn't he lighten up a little bit more?
See, the question I have is moving forward for Bill and what he has built here for years. Like you said, it sort of runs itself, right? And it's obviously not as bad as some people would say. Obviously, they have fun. We understand that, and they win. But I always said, like, one of the big things for Bill was having a guy like Brady for 20 years that when maybe players, and they do this all the time, no matter who it is, will sit there and they'll look at Belichick and they'll be like, Jesus, this guy, this, that, and everything else. But you got Tom Brady on the field, kind of, guys, this works. Trust me. I've been here the whole time with him. You know, or Rob Gronkowski, guys, this works. Guys like Devin McCourty, guys like Matthew Slater. Now, with the veterans on the team that are on the field, Dante Hightower, that when players sort of look at Bill and the way he handles everything, he's got this credibility on the field with the players. You know, trust me. I mean, it works. You'll see. And there's that buy-in that a lot of the veterans that come that are interested and curious how this is going to work, you know, by week 10, week 12, he's sitting there 10-2, and they're like, okay, I get it now. Like, I get it now. Because some of the things he's preaching are actually happening in the games. But you need that voice on the field. a guy like Brady. So when the veterans start to leave, does Winovich have the buy-in to tell another guy that, like, when things aren't going well, like, trust me, it works? It does? Well,
we're
really?
We're
7-9 last year. We're 3-5 right now. Yeah, like, but, really, it works? Are you sure it works anymore?
Yeah, but you could look at the second half of last season when things weren't going that well and Tom Brady was here. But you still have the veterans, and he's got to hold on to those veterans. I think that's why he brought Slater back. That's why he brought the McCourty's back. That's why he needs
But that voice on the field, that leader on the field, Slater's a leader, okay? Devin McCourty's a leader, but you're going to start to get into an area where his coaching style at new athletes, younger generations coming in, like, dude, I don't know, man. We're just getting beat up every day. I get it with attention to detail, but we're still losing football games. Yeah. Like, what are we – like, this is – is it really work anymore?
I'm not concerned about that, Lou, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I am.
Because I think it wasn't all Brady, okay? And Brady was a big part of it. And Brady allowed you to make mistakes, and he would be able to correct them. But I think Christian's right. Over 20 years, Belichick has done it a certain way, and it has worked for him. The problem he has right now is he doesn't have enough talent. And part of that is his own fault. I agree with that. But he's going to have opportunities here with money, with draft picks, flexibility to get talent here in the next year or two, and that's where you're going to find it out. But this whole idea, and Ryan Hannibal on WEEI.com wrote it today, why are the Patriots fans pulling for Tom Brady but not Rob Gronkowski? And then he kind of gives you the history, Gronk and Gronk holding out and not sure he was coming back, and then, Belichick threatening him, trade him to Detroit. I don't think that is any part of this, because Brady was kind of showing that he was miserable as well last year when they were 8-0. I really think what it is Patriot fans are looking at it and saying, oh, my God, Tom Brady can still play and play at a high level. Our guy here, our quarterback sucks. As bad as the tight ends are right now here in New England, I don't think anybody's looking at Rob Gronkowski's play and saying, oh, my God, if we had Gronkowski, we'd be so much better. No, Gronk is a shell of himself right now. He's a blocking tight end.
So, if Gronk was here, he'd be Edelman. He'd get hurt. He'd say, screw it, I'm not coming back. It's funny what guys are willing to play through when they're on a losing team as opposed to a winning team.
It's a good point. That's a good point.
And they'll put up with a lot more. When they're on a winning team, like, when you're on a winning team, the guy that acts out, like, that goes the opposite way everybody's walking is the guy that's shamed. Because, like, it's like you're so selfish, you can't recognize that we got a good thing going on. Let's take advantage of it.
I get it, but I just think the difference between Gronk and Brady is just that, like, Gronk's not as good. I mean, Gronk is maybe arguably one of the great tight ends of all time, but 20 years of Tom Brady, and as much as you love Rob Gronkowski and he's one of the greatest tight ends of all time, 20 years versus 9. I mean, 20 years of Tom Brady, what he did here, and you've already heard it. Some people are rooting against him after what he did. So you think they're going to fall in love with Rob Gronkowski?
He's just not good enough right now.
7-8 great years here. There's no question about it. But, there were some injuries and whatever. So I just think it has more to do with they love Tom Brady more than they love Gronk.
Well, how many times do we get the phone calls where people say, they never should have got rid of Brady, and if Brady were here, this team would be so much better? No, it wouldn't be. It'd be better because Brady's a much better quarterback than Cam Newton, but it wouldn't be that much better. It wouldn't be where he is right now going to a conference championship game. I don't think anybody's saying that about Gronk, that if they had Gronk, as bad as the tight ends are with his team, if you had Gronk, I agree with you, Christian. I think he'd be injured every other week.
It'd be a waste.
Yeah,
and they probably would have benefited from trading him, and then getting something for him instead of just playing him and just wasting it because they weren't going to think they didn't have the ability to throw on the ball anyways. But I don't know, like I don't think people are obviously not rooting for Gronk because they're holding a grudge. I just feel like they think that like Brady was held under more of control for a longer period of time as opposed to Gronk, who actually got his freedom. Got his freedom, got to run around, have a great time, and then he heard that there's an after party. Well, why are we showing up? Really? I'm there. Like that to me, he's not necessarily as interesting to me as Brady is.
Do you remember when he pissed off the fans and we did, days of it after a loss in the Super Bowl and he showed up at the after party?
He's dancing.
He was dancing.
Right? Yeah, but I will say this though, like
people were so
pissed. Show me a city or a franchise And if one of their players was doing that, like they wouldn't be criticized.
They would be. Yeah.
I mean, we do that here, right here on this show in Boston, about other athletes who do stupid stuff, like college players, high school players. I mean,
Kyrie.
Sports. It just doesn't matter what sport you're playing. But if a guy was going to go out there and party after having it's optics, man. He shows up everywhere. He's always watching you.
He's always judging you.
He's always judging you and taking notes.
It's Optics Man.
There he is.
Got to kill that Optics Man.
He is. What is his nemesis? Like, what is his?
I don't know.
Science.
What is it?
Common sense.
Yeah. Common sense. You know what? Who said common sense?
Right.
Of course, it's common sense.
I think it's got to be common sense.
We have a common sense man
in the world anymore.
We need one because
there is no common sense in the world.
No. But I feel like it's that you know that superhero that's you know underground and it's not safe to come out because he's not sure about how he's going to be viewed. It's not safe for him to reveal himself.
They call him a vigilante.
He's
dangerous.
Common sense, man, went underground because people called him a vigilante and said that he's up to no good.
Exactly.
You should listen to we need an intro for common sense, man.
You're
can
right.
we get Fitzy on the horn so if he can make one for us?
Yeah, Fitzy, if you're not vacationing in Florida, could you cut this con?
Has he moved to Florida, Fitzy?
I love Fitzy,
is
man.
Is that what happened?
Smart man. We should all do this. See, for all we know right now, Lou, Glenn's in Aruba.
Just with a backdrop that looks like a room and a desk.
Yeah,
it's a green screen.
He had a perfect excuse. He moved, so he bought it. We don't know where he's at. He could be in a suite somewhere in Aruba
that's
right
a good
now.
Point.
And you know he's not going to go out in the sun because that pale skin, he'd get burnt. So he's not risking anything like that. We'd never know.
It's smart.
We would never know.
Kids aren't in school. Hey, family's going to go down there. I'm going to go down there too. Just check in once in a while.
You want me out? I got a game to go to.
So that's what I keep on hearing, that Fitzy is in, like, Florida.
He's in
but
Florida.
Good for him. What's smart?
I know.
The temperatures are going down to the teens this weekend, right? Teens?
Good.
Not in Florida. Nope, not in Florida.
I bet Common Sense Man has a secret hideout in Florida.
Probably.
Because it just makes sense that you would be in Florida instead of up here in crappy, cold
and
New
Christian,
England.
You know there's zero chance we're going to spring training this year.
No,
you know
we're not
that?
Going.
Zero chance. Lou, are you even going to go?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I usually have everything booked and ready to go, and I'll tell you what, you want to see a sad man? Wait for that week.
What is the biggest difference now between New England and Jacksonville? What's the biggest difference between New England
what
and Jacksonville?
As a team?
Like, just as a destination. Like, what is the difference? The reality
is that
the New England
Next
Patriots
from Tyler.
Are the New England Patriots are no different than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What an ignorant statement!
It's not a it's
that's
not
from a guy.
Tyler, did you hear
Tyler?
Tyler? The guy lived down there for
There's
a while.
There's no difference.
Do you think players
don't want to play for New England now just as much as they don't want to play for Jacksonville?
That's
and
idiotic.
I will take that back.
No, that is
they
stupid.
Want to play for
that
Jacksonville.
Is a dumb,
they got a brand
statement.
New coach. They got a brand new coach. Tons of draft picks.
I thought
pick.
You were just
they're
talking about common sense.
They're going to have the number one draft pick and more.
No big
so
freaking
who,
deal.
Are you telling me
they're still
before Bill Belichick and Tom
play
Brady,
the music
who wanted to play
Drown
New
them
England?
Out with the freaking music.
Who wanted to play
Drown
New
them
England?
Out.
Nobody.
I you don't
tell
think
you
any,
what,
you don't
right
think,
here,
no.
this guy, where, where's New England?
Too you don't think anybody hits. Wants to
what
play in New England?
What state is New England in? I've never heard of New England. Is that a state or a region?
It's a region.
You think
dumbass.
I'm lying? Watch.
It's a
watch.
Region. This is the dumbest statement you've ever made.
Turned.
And you know how many
Nobody
dumb statements you've made in this
the
show?
The New England Patriots are Jacksonville North.
That
That's
is the dumbest
are.
Thing. That is
You're
the
Jacksonville
dumbest
North.
Thing you have ever,
they'd
rather, ever
they'd
said.
Rather play in Buffalo
they
than New England.
They have $80 million probably to deal with in this offseason.
And guess
and you
what
don't
they're
think
missing?
They're going to get
and guess what,
players.
And guess what they're missing? Guess what they're missing? Guess what they're missing?
A quarterback.
Oh, my God.
A quarterback.
Oh, he's not. Suddenly, the quarterback's not important anymore.
Yeah,
nobody
no,
wants to come
very
here and play.
Important.
Oh, and you can play in Gillette Stadium. Oh, yeah. Hallowed ground. Please. It's not Lambeau Field.
So you don't think it makes
sense? Gillette. Oh, look at the lighthouse. Somebody play the somebody play the foghorn.
New England.
Where's the foghorn?
New England
oh,
band.
My God. Where's the
ground right now? You're no different than Jacksonville.
Please.
Did you just hear that? I'm opening up the phone
no
line.
I can't agree with that.
That might be the dumbest thing you've
can't
ever
heard. That far.
All right, we're opening up the lines right now.
Oh, that means 617-779-7937.
That's
to
the
get
phone
you.
Number. You're Jacksonville, New England. That's what he's telling you. What an idiot.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
All aboard!
We'll be right back.
Jacksonville.
Oh, there it is.
Duval.
There it is.
Please.
Start playing this in Jacksonville. Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence.
Wasn't that long ago with the big lug was sitting there?
Turn it up, Ryan. Turn it up. Drown out Glenn. Drown him out.
Feels good.
Remember when this meant something?
I'm ready for the game.
Remember when this meant something? Remember when the team ran out to this? Remember? No, you don't.
It has a pothole right here.
Let's go!
It has no meaning anymore. Oh, it means nothing anymore. I remember coming out to get a Super Bowl ring back, I think, in 2003. And guess who was singing this song, popped out of a helmet? The one and only Ozzy Osbourne. Whoa, whoa, what an unbelievable feeling.
Could you understand him?
It didn't matter. He was singing Crazy Train.
I can dig it!
Chris, I tell you, I got to be honest with you.
You agree with me.
Oh, this is exciting. I feel like you're in the dark side
You're
right
buying
now.
Into this, too?
I would have had my
New England is now Jacksonville?
No, I didn't say Jacksonville, but as far as destinations go and how things are going to change and all of it, questioning whether coaching styles still work when you're not winning, treating people not as human beings when you're not winning, you know, talking down to people or free agents not wanting to come there and put up with it because you're not winning. Like, so much of it was about the winning, and when it's no longer winning, you know, in New England, then it turns into, okay, well, what are we doing?
Listen, like, we're only hearing that. We're only hearing that from media members like you when Bill Belichick does, I agree, be extremely arrogant to you. But we're not hearing it from players. Have we heard one single player who was on the roster this year come out and say, I can't stand Bill Belichick. Work anymore.
We're not talking about the guys on the team who are you
expect
hypnotized,
them to come out and say
who
that?
Are just, you know, brainwashed. Like, are you kidding me?
How does season go,
anonymous? Yes, anonymous sources. Yes. I do expect that if it's an issue, that they're going to say it anonymously to some reporter.
Do you think
yes.
that when Steph Gilmore gets traded, you won't hear some things about how it ended in New England?
Probably not. No. Oh, okay. With Steph Gilmore? No, I don't think he will.
No, I mean, Steph, he'd probably be quiet about it. But you don't think there's stuff there?
I think you would have heard it if there was stuff there.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
You would have heard
but
some
again,
of it.
When do we ever hear that?
You don't hear it.
You hear it
now. You don't know. I'm telling
yes, you.
You
do.
Okay.
Jake Glazer comes out and tells you.
Let me just real talk it for you real quick.
Oh, good.
Do you actually think that any NFL football player wants to come to New England to play football?
If they're going
to
get the money?
There's only two reasons, and that's one of them. There's two reasons you're going to come to New England. The money. The other reason, the chance to win. So you may get the money, a couple of you, but somebody else will outpay you. Somebody else will pay you more money and give you a more favorable destination. The other is winning, Glenn.
What you're forgetting is.
And the winning is, and I will say, as far as just eye candy goes, as far as just style of living, and like comfort of living.
Oh, now you're going to
Jacksonville
New England,
is
New
more
England.
Desirable
oh,
than New England.
Oh my God!
That's a great
oh
point.
Oh my God!
Great point.
It is.
I why don't you just put that house up in Salem, Foxborough? Are you kidding me?
Whoa! Blow the horn. Hey, honey, guess what? Yeah. We're packing up. We're going to the Northeast.
Yeah, that's the first coast, that $2 million house you have in Jacksonville is about $210,000.
You guys are so naive. You're so naive. What do you think? You think it? Look at the Celtics.
Listen.
Look at the Celtics. They play indoors.
I'm on board with you, by the way. And by the way, when I told you this, you laughed at me and said nobody comes here anyways. Like, no one ever chose here before. Whoever chose here to come here.
That. He did say that.
Who said that?
That was a good point.
Yes,
I brought this point up. Exactly.
It's a little different than what you say.
What exactly superstars ever come here in the first place?
He said they never came in the first
place. I agree with you. It's just that you can't include Jacksonville.
All I know is
pick another city.
A couple years ago, trying to decide where I wanted to play, they said, don't go to New England. They'll never win it again.
I hate this.
They just won it. Anyway. Well, how about you, New England?
I hate that with a passion.
But you're including
pandering
more than anything in the world right now.
You're trying to tell me that Jacksonville, just as far as living destination. Tyler, play the music. Tyler, you lived there.
I did.
What do you think of Jacksonville?
Yes.
The weather?
I would rather live in Jacksonville, Florida than Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis
is probably more comparable. Right. Nobody desires to live in Indianapolis, Indiana.
People go there. They have players that go there.
What do you think? When players thought of New England, They didn't think of the Plymouth Rock. They didn't think of, you know, the
Nobody
Kennedys.
In New England thinks of Plymouth
yeah,
Rock.
People outside of New England, that's what they think of. People who were born in the South, yes. No. Your history books, you go, look, there's a rock. Hey, you come to New England. Let's go see Plymouth Rock.
Nobody
first trippy take.
Rock.
People from other areas think that the
Kennedys. I'm not even sure
they
it's
actually
the real
think
rock.
That you're going to see the Kennedys walking around. They think that you're going to see the Kennedys on
Martha's
Vineyard.
JFK is going to come back.
They think
like
that he's like a hologram. I'm telling you.
I understand,
your
point.
Boston Celtics.
I understand your point. And Urban Meyer, listen, I think timing-wise, yeah, they might be interesting. I think they got to. I think they got to build something in a couple of years. You want to see Urban Meyer work. You want to see Trevor Lawrence work. And then, like anything else, sure, if they're good, yeah. I mean, people will sit there and be like, sure, I like to go to Jacksonville because I can win. I think winning is the most important thing.
Yeah.
You take that out of New England, yeah, and I think Bill's going to change
that
his philosophy about how he's going to get
New England may be on a faster track getting back to the top than Jacksonville will, even though they're going to get the number one quarterback.
Yeah, I think you underestimate how hard this is going to be, Glenn.
I'm not underestimating it at all. I'm not still telling you that this is going to be
easy. No, I just feel like New England fans feel like they're going to take a year or two off and then just be the Patriots.
Here's the difference, though. Where
and it just doesn't work that way.
Well, look at the history of the league. And what ends up happening is certain franchises that are your great franchises out there, your Pittsburghs, you could talk about Indianapolis.
And Roethlisberger forever.
And Tyler's right. It's not the greatest place to go to live there. But players go there. The organization has been good. The New England Patriots, from the ownership all the way down. It's not just Brady. Brady's having an unbelievable successful year with a franchise that was built to win this year. And so what people are doing is they're taking it and going overboard and saying, oh my God, it was all Brady. It was nobody else. It wasn't the owner. It wasn't Belichick. It was none of the other players. Fourier had nothing to do with any of the wins. That's what people are doing right now. It is a myopic look. You're not looking at the bigger picture. In the NFL, the great franchises usually come back. Does it take time? Yes. Is it hard? Yes, it is.
My point is,
but they usually come back.
There's been some lipstick put on this pig.
Oh, stop.
Okay? Based on the fact that the organization has won. Like, it's no sign of disrespect. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else.
And you
still rip it. I've had three children born. In the New England region.
Yeah, three that
so
you know of.
So I'm more of a New Englander. Those are bowl games. Yeah. Those are bowl games.
No, those are out of time.
I have a Fiesta Bowl, an Aloha Bowl, and a Blockbuster Bowl.
I'm going to the phone calls here.
Go ahead.
I want to see if these
My
people
computer's
actually,
locked up.
I mean,
engineering!
Good
nobody
luck.
In the
Good
building.
Luck with that.
My internet went down. Oh, yeah, sorry. You're
all right, let me go to Bob. Bob's in Amherst. Hello, Bob.
I just wanted to say that I am not a Patriots fan, and I'm not a Patriots hater either. But I've seen throughout time that players didn't want to go there when they were the best team. They had the GOAT quarterback, and they had the GOAT coach. So I don't. Well, most players didn't want to go there. You didn't get any
most
big
players didn't want to go there. How idiotic is that? They won how many championships in 20 years,
and the best players didn't want to go there?
Idiotic.
What superstar free agent?
Yeah, Rodney Harrison didn't want to come here, did he? He didn't want to come here. Come on,
he was a
stop
superstar.
It.
You think Rodney Harrison was a superstar with
yes,
San
Rodney
Diego,
Harrison's
really?
A Hall of Famer.
I think Bob makes
he
a
is a Hall of Famer,
oh,
but not
please.
Because of I mean, San Diego.
Role
right?
players.
Okay,
a lot
okay,
of
you
role players.
A lot of role players.
He's right. Christian, you made this point the other day, and you were right when we talked about this. You were on the other side of this argument. And I think the point was, is it like who really was like, I'm coming here. I chose New England. And a name I could come up with was LeGarrette Blunt.
The second time.
Like just basically shot his way out of Pittsburgh so he can come back to New England. But other than that, there have been, you know, trades, whether it be Welker or Boss. And I mean, how many big-time free agents? They don't sign big-time free agents. They don't fish
with
there.
Steph Gilmore.
And when they do, sure. If they pay
after
once
they
in a while.
Open up free agency.
Once
why?
In a while, they open
money.
It up.
They have
you know,
money
there's a
on
reason.
One guy.
They have money this year.
There's a reason why
they had money that year.
Ramsey, yeah. Who else? Just Watson. When you start talking, when players start talking about getting out of certain contracts, it's more about how the organization is run, the trust factor that exists with ownership, management down to the coaching level. They say screw it, it's not worth it, so they want to get the hell out of Dodge. What Jacksonville is about to create and build for the next 5 years is going to be better, probably, I'm not going to say better, it's going to be more appealing than what you have here in New England. And that's not a knock.
Tyler.
Hold on. That's not a knock on Bill. Tyler. It's like they're more attractive than you are right now. They're it's infant stage.
It's laughable.
But by the it's the truth. And you can't handle the truth. You want me to give you another city? I'll give you Cincinnati. How about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
How about LA? How about LA with the Rams? How about the Chargers?
Okay. It's never been cheap to the
organization. These other places are more appealing.
Tyler, how many first round draft picks have actually just walked out of Jacksonville? Just didn't want to be there.
Jalen Ramsey is obviously the most recent one.
Push play.
A bunch of guys that just said, "Screw it, I want it. I want out."
Well, but did you hear what I said though?
AJ, I hear everything you said. Wait,
did you? No, you didn't. You didn't hear what I said. Why?
Today might be the dumbest.
The answer is, the question is, why did they want to get out of Dodge? Why did they want to get out of that beautiful Jacksonville weather?
Because it's a sucky franchise.
Thank you.
Sucky franchise.
Thank you.
New England has not been a sucky franchise.
Okay.
From the ownership all the way down, it has not been.
Nobody's debating that.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
You're comparing New England to Jacksonville.
I'm saying Jacksonville is more appealing and going to be a more desirable place than frigid New England.
You can't handle the truth.
The fact that New England. No. I'm sorry. You were both born and raised.
Jacksonville's like in the winter. Jacksonville's no great place.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Southern Georgia.
65 and sunny every day. My mom lives on the beach.
You,
beautiful.
You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
Let's go to David. David's in a car. Hello, David.
Possibly fathom.
David.
Good afternoon, guys. So I usually disagree with Fourier and a lot of things, but
so he said something stupid today, and you're going to agree with him. Great.
Wait. Say it again, Glenn. Completely just ripped you.
Nobody wants to come, guys. Nobody wants to come to New England now. Now nobody wants to come to New England. They came here because of Tom Brady. Whoever came here was because of Tom Brady. Belichick played a little bit of part of it, but the majority, 80% of it, 85, it was Tom Brady. This is why Moss came here. This is why some of these guys signed in the past.
I'll add to it, David. There are so many careers that blossomed and grew or started back in 2001, 2002, 2003. Like, so many reporters started here. So many, became beat reporters that became local studs that became national people. That's over also. Nobody's flocking to New England to cover this team.
Brady.
Nobody's
Brady.
Covering this. No, it's not going to be the same.
Okay, hold on. Hold
it's
on.
Well, just somebody, reality.
Somebody, hey, do me a favor, guys. Call Tommy Curran and tell him it's over. He's done.
No. He's already got a career. Go back. Well, wasn't Tommy with the Providence Journal?
What are we doing?
Begging for quotes, okay? Tommy, beat
it. He was working his way up the ladder through his career.
Yeah, but how did he get – how did he become the guy that he is now? If this team –
he worked his ass off and he moved up the ladder.
Obviously, but if this team did not have success and they were constantly 7-9, 8-8, there's no way all these guys get these opportunities. None of them.
No,
you're
true.
Not creating shows.
So now,
you're not
so
building
you're
networks
me.
Based on the Patriots. All these networks were based on the backs, were built on the backs of the Patriots.
Yeah, the organization. And Tom Brady is a big part of that organization. I'm not trying to in any way diminish Tom Brady's influence. On the other hand, it's not all Tom Brady. 80 to 85%, this guy just said. Most the idiotic thing I've ever heard of. That's the only reason that players come, defensive players. Why do you come to New England? Oh, because of Tom Brady.
I don't think there's anybody, defense. Though, that would deny what Christian just said that covers the Patriots. Look, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, it's good for business. Like, jobs are created. Like, you just look at any kind of any news outlet. You know, how many guys have been hired to cover the New England Patriots? Hell, look at, like, you know, NBC Sports Boston. They have a nightly show dedicated to the Patriots. They're hiring more people to cover the Patriots. Like, that's been created over the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's all, I hate
like,
to
a lot
tell
of the guys in
all,
the media, like, yeah, you thanks it's all run cyclical. For the Patriots.
It's all cyclical.
And that's
they
my
did
point.
The same thing
it's
with the Red
over.
Sox when the Red Sox had their run.
Exactly.
And
over.
When the Red Sox didn't have their run, what did they do? Those outlets started laying people off
yep.
who were covering the Red Sox.
Yep.
That is
so
my point.
So I get
point.
That.
Jacksonville,
what I'm saying is,
I would give Tommy Curran some advice.
Yeah, but
I'm
going
to give Tom some advice. Move to Jacksonville.
Okay. Long term,
picking the wrong city.
Long term,
thanks, bro.
Show me another city.
You got this thing with like Jacksonville.
Why? Because we pick on Jacksonville, Lou.
I know.
What about the Fleet Gate? What do we say about the Fleet Gate? If this was Jacksonville, fill in the blanks.
No, I would say this: go right now to Kansas City because they're going to be there for the next 10 years. Like that's the closest thing you have to a run. Jacksonville, I don't know. You might go there for 2 years. Next thing you know, it doesn't work. You're
I said
like, damn,
5 years.
I need a new job.
I said five.
But I'm just saying it might not work. Right now, Kansas City's the closest thing you've got. I guarantee there's people out in Kansas City, there's news outlets, there's news, and whether it's papers or TV shows or whatever, that are hiring more people to cover the Kansas City Chiefs because they are running that city right now.
That's irrelevant to what we're talking about.
No, it is relevant. It's all part of the big master plan.
Yeah, if you suck for 10 or 15 years, then you're right. Networks are not going to run shows, programming, based on the content of your football team.
Tyler.
That's not going to happen here in New England. Now, will it take a few years? Yes. But you're treating it like they have now become Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been a wasteland for how many years?
No, they have not.
They had a little run. They had a little run.
Yes, they did.
Little run.
Yes, I am saying that. And I think you're too conditioned and I would say afraid to say how you really feel.
Afraid of anything.
Because you're too tied in to the local community. You don't want to walk around your town and have people point at you and say,
I'm not like you, a carpetbagger that comes from Southern California and sits here and spends more time. You know, fathers more children in Massachusetts and New England and then hates the place.
Hey, you got one. I got one more than you do. What do you want me to do?
Carpetbagger.
I don't know what a carpetbagger is.
You got two more.
Hey, hold on. Before we go to break.
You're talking about your entire gang.
What's up?
Tyler, is there a Brian Windhorst version for the Jacksonville Jaguars who was like embedded there and follows like the team around? Is there a person for that?
Yeah, it's actually your guy, Tony Boselli, former player.
Tony Boselli is the ESPN like embedded guy. That doesn't count.
Not the number one guy. No, the ESPN guy.
A reporter.
Guy. They do have a Mike Reese. His name is Mike DiRocco.
Everybody's
he's down
name
in Jacksonville.
Is Mike. Okay. That guy is going to be famous. Mike DiRocco guy?
He's as short as Mike Reese,
we
too.
Should get him on.
5'2".
We should get Mike DiRocco on. And because that will be the destination.
Trust me.
Urban Meyer, we'll
trade
Trevor Lawrence
2 years.
And company.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. Trade him.
You're sorry. On the bandwagon. I like this.
Please. All right. The updated odds are out there for what team Deshaun Watson is going to be playing for next year. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Common Sense is going to give you a little lesson coming up next because I'm feeling pretty good right now about here in New England with Deshaun Watson.